This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kibbles and Gifts, your one stop for pet supplies on the coastside.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
This is John Williams with the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. I'm pleased to have in the studio today Drew Gamut, the Director of Alternative Projects for the La Costa Adult School here in Half Moon Bay. Welcome, Drew.
Thank you so much, John. It's really a pleasure to be with you today.
Great. So for the sake of definition, what is an adult school?
So adult schools have gone through many iterations. Adult school is actually first developed in the state of California way back in the 1800s. But what the role is that we essentially fill now is we are responsible for non-credit adult education with the specific goal of preparing people for the workforce. So in many cases, we might be helping people get their secondary degree or education, a high school diploma, high school equivalency. We might be helping people with their English skills, but really ultimately what we're trying to do is we're trying to connect people with higher levels of certification that they might not otherwise have access to, say either through a workforce development program like the wonderful people over at JobTrain that we have here in Half Moon Bay, or the College of San Mateo.
Well, let's start at the beginning. What about ESL?
So ESL is obviously an absolutely critical program, especially in a community such as ours. And we have a specific focus. There's lots of ways that you can create English classes, but really what our mandate is to create English classes where the language that we're teaching people to use is specifically focused on the type of language that would be used in a workforce or community setting. So to that end, we actually, within our English courses, teach certain civic education courses. So that might be, for example, we teach courses on how to access healthcare, because strangely enough, for people outside the country, our healthcare system is a little weird. And so we might teach classes such as that. We might teach people about employment rights, renter's rights, digital literacy, things like that. And so we embed those in our English courses so that our courses are incredibly practical for the adults that are interested in learning.
What about citizenship training? Would that incorporate that?
So citizenship's a little bit different in terms of the way it's handled in California. Right now, one of the key features of an adult school is the partnerships that we have in our community. And so our partners over at Coastside Hope and with the Half Moon Bay Library are really our key connections to connect our students with those specific types of services.
So I saw you have a program on caregiving.
Yes.
Would that work outside of Coastside Hope or the Senior Center, for instance?
So certainly we've had students who participate in this program, and it's going to be starting up soon. Starts on February 25th. They could work with seniors in their home for seniors that are for, you know, families that are looking for care to go on inside the home. But certainly retirement centers such as Coastside Seniors, such as some of the institutions that we have over in Montara for helping aging seniors. That would be a certificate that could really help someone be prepared to go into that job and be just successful on day one.
Well, that's a fabulous opportunity given the shortage of people in that field, I'm sure.
Well, and one of the barriers, because one of the things about adult schools is we're really trying to eliminate barriers. And so the way that we teach that course is the course itself is taught, the content itself is taught by a registered nurse. But then in the class, we push in an ESL teacher who's working with the students simultaneously. So rather than saying to someone, oh, we've got this training course, it's in English, and oh, your skills aren't good enough, you can't participate. What we're saying is, no, you can. You just are going to, while you're going through the course, you're going to get support from that ESL teacher. So almost kind of like our ESL classes, you're going to come out of that course with not just the skills to support seniors in their home, but also the language skills to be more effective in your work.
A really comprehensive and innovative approach. Appreciate that. What is the cost of this program?
It is, like all of our programs, are completely free. That's wow. A really important mandate as well. And I think it's also important to mention that it's not going to stop once they get the certificate program. What we're going to do, because of the partnership that we do have with the College of San Mateo, there certainly are going to be people who are going to come in and want to go straight to work, but there are some people who are looking to move to the next step, maybe go on to be a CNA, maybe to get some sort of medical assistant certification. And we also will work with our students to make sure that they have those connections. So we have people come in as a part of the class that are going to talk about those types of connections. But then also, one of our culminating experiences is actually we bring in employers and let the students go through mock interviews. And honestly, sometimes those become real interviews. So that's really neat.
Opportunity. Are you working closely with CSM Coastside, the new?
We're all kind of fulfilling different roles. I mean, one of the things that I think is important to realize is obviously, even though we're so close to San Francisco and all these large metropolitan areas, there is a certain level of geographic isolation that we have. So one of the key features is partnerships across the community. So that might mean Job Train or Renaissance or the library or Coastside Hope or CSM. And so we're really kind of partnering with all of them to make sure that our students have connections and so that our courses really have meaning beyond what they're actually studying in the moment.
You're a liaison for these organizations and you have placement, presumably.
Yes. We will work with all of them, certainly make sure that students, and give students that idea, because I think a lot of times when we have people coming to us, they're sometimes in a very difficult situation. Maybe they've lost a job. Maybe there's been something that's gone in their families that's caused a certain disruption. And really what we want to do is really be there to help get them back on track. And so making sure that we are not just a one-stop shop, that we have connections, we can, and that also includes programs that aren't in the community, like, for example, NovaWorks, which is, over the hill in the peninsula, and making sure that, you know, when it's appropriate, when it's what the student is looking for, we can connect them with those job opportunities. I think that's really the most clear part of it that we really want to emphasize.
And you had said to me earlier that you have a specific program that you'd like to inform?
Well, actually, you asked about it. It was that senior home care program.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, so that's a new program.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Cool. We're really excited about it. I mean, another feature of it is small class sizes, so the students get a lot of real individualized attention as they're going through it. Our teachers are always available. And if I could, I just want to shout out our teachers, really. Because the vast majority of our instructors are already working as full-time educators in the Cabrillo Unified School District during the day. They're doing a full day of work with the kids, and then they're coming in to work with our adults. And believe me, it's not for the paycheck. It's really because of the care that they have for the students and for the community and the success that we want to see for everyone here in Half Moon Bay.
We appreciate you, teachers. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And how long are these courses on average?
So, for example, an ESL course is going to run continuously. So we usually have to start after the Cabrillo Unified School District starts, because they're all working with the kids, and we want to make sure that they get those daytime students settled. And so then we'll start kind of in an old school way. We start the Tuesday after Labor Day, and then we'll run through Memorial Day, and anyone can come in at any time to register. I think one of the most important barriers that we also eliminated is, while a lot of programs and moving towards nothing but digital signups and whatnot, what we've really encountered is that can be a barrier for some people. And so what's really important is that if someone's interested, if you know of someone who's interested in stuff that's going on, you should call our office. Our phone number is 650-712-7140. And if they just call us and put us in touch with whomever, everyone in the office speaks Spanish, just put them in touch with us, and we'll start off not by pushing, oh, register for this or that. We're going to have a conversation with them about, what do you want? You know, what are your goals? Because as an adult, again, we're all eminently practical. If you're going to sacrifice 2 nights or 4 nights a week for 3 hours at a go to come in and do these things, we want it to be meaningful to you as an adult. And so that's really the heart of what we're doing, is very personalized service.
And the facilities are on Kelly Avenue?
So we do some of our classes over at Pilarcitos High School site. We do some over at the Community Hub, which are those buildings that are between Cunha and the library in that parking lot over there. We do some classes over there. And honestly, given the numbers that we're working with, and we can do specialized classes if we needed to, we could do it in someone's home. So, you know, it's just a question of, can we get enough people together? Is it a quiet, environment so that people can focus on themselves, on the work mm-hmm. that they're doing? And if we can create that space, we'll create it and we'll do it.
Tremendous. And so we're wrapping up. If you could give the phone number again and other ways to reach you.
So again, the best way, the number one way to get the information, and yes, there's information on our website, but we want, if you want details, if you want to dig deep, what we want you to do is call us. Our phone number is 650-712-7140.
Well, everybody, tell your friends, tell your relatives. This is an amazing opportunity within the community. Thank you for coming in, Drew. You make me want to sign up.
Oh, thank you. No, thank you for having me. Sure. I really, really appreciate it.
Pleasure. So this is John Williams for the KHMB Feature Story of the Week.
Our thanks to KHMB contributor John Williams for another educational interview. Remember, the feature story of the week is always available on demand by going to our website, khmbradio.com. For Radio Magazine, this is Jim Henderson. Do you ever daydream about what it would be like if you could go back in time? Join us for a trip back to the year 1982, courtesy of the KHMB Time Machine, with host Cameron Palmer. The adventure begins in moments on your hometown community station, 100.9 Coastside Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
Hi, this is Bob with BK Motors and BK Auto Detailing. If your car has a sunroof, you need to listen up. With the rainy season upon us, it's a good idea for you to bring your car in and have us clean your sunroof drains. Over time, the narrow sunroof drains get clogged up from years of sediment buildup, which will result in water leaking in along the inside of your windshield to the front floorboards by your feet. Each year, we have at least a half a dozen cars come into our detail shop with 2 inches or more of water in the front and sometimes in the back of their vehicle, resulting in a very costly repair, having to have all your seats and carpeting pulled out of your car to be cleaned and dried, losing use of your vehicle for 3 days while the car dries out. The cost of this service is $159. You can bring your car in and leave it with us for 2 hours, and we can clean the drains out so to save you damage to your interior and money in the long run. Give us a call at 650-726-8220 or email us at bob@bkmotors. We're located next to McDonald's and Granola's Coffee House in Half Moon Bay.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1982.
Where were you in February of 1982? And what are things like in Half Moon Bay? Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, employees get commendation on flood work. School employees receive commendations for their help during heavy January rainstorms. The commendations were issued by the La Honda Pescadero United School District. And a $20,000 reward for catching crab pot thieves. Fishermen experiencing one of their worst crabbing seasons have offered a $20,000 reward for the arrest and conviction of anyone caught stealing from their crab pots. In one day, 15 boat owners each contributed $500 to the fund. And woman injured when horses hit by car on Highway 1. A Half Moon Bay woman suffered a broken leg. The horse she was riding was killed when the automobile struck the horse. The horse reared and left the shoulder of the road onto oncoming traffic. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. I have a huge congratulations to my niece, Kimberly Palmer. She was chosen as the 2024 World Vaulting Winner. She has performed throughout Europe over the years and continues to excel. My sister-in-law, Jill, has been a horsewoman since childhood, so it's right there with Kimmy in her travels. Brother Kevin flies to wherever the big events happen. One big World Equestrian event, also known as WEG, W-E-G, happened in France a few years ago when Cassidy and Kimmy were still doing the horse dancing together. Many of the family attended that huge event flying our American flags. Congratulations, Kimmy. You're a star. Keep calm and vault on. It's 1982, and new technology continues as buying habits with smaller and cheaper electronic gadgets appearing, including the first CD player. All-time record lows are recorded in dozens of cities throughout the Midwest. A severe recession is beginning in the United States, but not for those robbing an armored car in New York. It's the largest cash robbery in the history as the bandits get ready for this. How much did they take? $9,800,000. In world news, Argentina invades the Falkland Islands, and Argentina and England go to war over the small islands. The British sink an Argentine cruiser, and Argentine missile sinks a British warship. Meanwhile, thousands of Palestinian refugees in West Beirut are murdered by Lebanese militia, and the Israeli forces invade Lebanon, and Israel returns the Sinai to Egypt. Whales are becoming an endangered species, and the International Whaling Commission decides to end commercial whaling. On an average income of $21,000, what is the cost of living like in 1982? A pound of tomatoes is 39 cents. A loaf of white bread, 50 cents. A bag of cheese puffs is 89 cents. A postage stamp is 20 cents. And a gallon of gas, a whopping 91 cents. Popular films include An Officer and a Gentleman, On Golden Pond, E.T., and Chariots of Fire. In popular music, he was born in Milwaukee, raised in Dallas, and to this date has three gold records to his credit. And this is one of them, 19 weeks on the charts. Here's the Steve Miller Band and Abracadabra.
Stops, nobody knows. Every time
This pop R&B artist hails from Hollywood and enjoys 14 weeks on the charts, climbing to number 3. Here's Charlene and I've Never Been to Me.
Hey lady, you made it, cursing at your life. You're a discontented mother and a regimented wife. I've no doubt you dream about the things you never do, but I wish some Georgia and California and anywhere I could run. Took the hand of a preacher man and we made love in the sun. But I ran out of places and friendly faces because I had to be free. I've been to paradise, but I've never been to me. That has lived a million lives. Oh, I've been to Nice and the Isle of Greece while I sipped champagne on a yacht. I moved like Harlow in Monte Carlo and showed them what I've got. I've been undressed by kings and I've seen some things that a woman ain't supposed to see. I've been to
fantasy we create about people and places as we'd like them to be. But you know what truth is? It's that little baby you're holding, and it's that man you fought with this morning, the same one you're going to make love with tonight. That's true. That's love.
Sometimes I've been to crying for unborn children that might have made me complete. But I took the sweet life and never knew I'd be bitter from the sweet. I spent my life exploring the subtle whoring that costs too much to be free. Hey lady, I've been to paradise, but I've never been to me.
Next time in another year, this is Cameron Palmer for the KHNB Time Machine. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHNB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
Vinoteca Tasting Room and Shop on Main Street is blessed with a number of wonderful regulars who keep coming back. We decided to ask them, what is it about Vinoteca that you like so much?
I love it here. It's a really cozy vibe. I love the wines. In fact, I love it so much, I came back for my birthday party.
It's like home. It really is just like coming home, and everybody there treats me like family.
I love the friendly service and the great advice about wines I might not have ever
never tried before.
An amazing selection of wine at an affordable price.
It's got a fantastic atmosphere.
Well, it wouldn't be Friday night without a trip to Vinoteca. We love the wine, we love the people, we like the food. Come on down.
We will see you at Vinoteca, located at 330 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Cheers.
If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coast side. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
Teaching cats to respond to a clicker has both mental and physical benefits. The following is an article from Best Friends Animal Sanctuary. Originally a rescue from Lebanon, Rosha, a striking long-haired calico, was adopted but returned to Best Friends Animal Sanctuary when her person went into assisted living. In the process, Rosha had put on a few pounds and is now on a diet. Luckily, Dr. Frank McMillan, Director of Well-Being Studies at Best Friends, has a few strategies for keeping her active. Clicker training for cats is not a new phenomenon at Best Friends. Dr. Frank has had Riot, another Lebanon rescue, literally jumping through hoops for a while now. But for the past month, Rosha has been his star pupil. She is a fast learner and is very food motivated. These qualities make clicker training feasible and fun for her. The idea behind the method is simple. An animal will repeat a behavior for which he or she is rewarded. The clicker is simply a tool to mark the desired behavior. Rosha will do what Dr. Frank has taught her to do because she knows she'll get a click and some tuna fish when she does. Dr. Frank began by targeting Rosha to his hand. When she touched his fingertips, he clicked the clicker and gave her a treat. He then taught her to touch her nose to a yellow plastic cone. Once she got that down, Dr. Frank began hiding the cone in various places in Rosha's room. Her new job was to find it, and when she did, she would get her reward. Dr. Frank has also taught another cat, Skipper, how to do the same thing. It's fun to watch cats and to know what they're thinking, he says. They're thinking, where is the cone? I need to find it. On occasion, when Rosha is either distracted or stumped as to where he's hidden the cone, she will either sit and stare at him or lick crumbs. At those times, he will offer her gentle encouragement. Come on, this one's easy. Or look to your left, you've got this. If the clues don't help, he'll rehide the cone in a more obvious spot. But she's gotten so good at this game that Dr. Frank often throws three other colored cones into the mix, orange, blue, and red. But first, a reminder that Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for all your pet's needs. If we don't got it, you don't want it. Kibbles is located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Come on in and take a look around. You can visit us online at kibblesandgifts.com or give us a call at 726-3700. Now, back to clicker training your cat. Rosha is, in fact, the first cat he's used all four cones on. He arranges them in a line in front of her and asks her to pick out the yellow one. If she gets it right, she gets rewarded, and then he switches up the order of the cones so she can do it again. Though it's mainly a mental exercise, keeping Rosha walking all around the room could certainly help her lose weight. And as she gets better and better at the game, he can make it more challenging to keep her brain engaged. With other cats, Dr. Frank does variations on the theme. He demonstrates how agile Patches, a senior cat, still is by having her leap from table to chair to table across a conference room in Cat World headquarters. And he shows how deaf cats can be trained using this method, too. Though Mocha, a Himalayan mix, isn't deaf, Dr. Frank is using hand signals and a camera flash to train him. The hand signals replace the verbal cues, and the flash replaces the clicks. Mocha has already mastered several cues, including come and sit. All the work that Dr. Frank is doing doesn't just benefit the cats while they are at the sanctuary. It makes them more adoptable and provides them with an additional way to communicate and to interact with people once they find their new homes. And, Dr. Frank says, it also shows people what they can do at home to keep their cats motivated and exercised. What a great idea to keep your indoor cat stimulated. I'm going to try it on some of my kitties. Until next week, this is Krista Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts and Kibbles Pet Care.
If
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHNB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khmbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coastside. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and maybe you're looking for that last-minute card, maybe just something fun and simple. Maybe you should think of More for Less. Yes, More for Less on the corner of Kelly Avenue and Highway 1. Not only does More for Less have great gas prices, fresh coffee, soda, chips, and more, but maybe get your sweetheart a lottery ticket. Maybe some scratchers. How about an old-fashioned retro treat? A zinger? Those are always a lot of fun. So next time you're in a rush, even near Valentine's Day, stop into More for Less. You never know what you may find. Remember, stop, look, and save at More for Less in Half Moon Bay today.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Have you heard that the U.S. Surgeon General recently issued an advisory outlining the direct link between alcohol consumption and increased cancer risk? Hello, my name is Reverend Dr. Lily Godso, pastoral psychotherapist, and your guest host today for Keeping Pace with Your Health. Today, I'm going to talk to you about alcohol use and the steps you can take now to safeguard yourself and your well-being. Recent news from the U.S. Surgeon General has brought to light a crucial health concern, the link between alcohol consumption and cancer. This may be unsettling news for many, but understanding the risks and knowing the steps you can take to protect your health is more important than ever. For years, we've been aware of the effects of alcohol has on our liver, brain, and heart. But now research reveals that alcohol can increase the risk of developing certain cancers, including breast cancer, liver cancer, and cancers of the mouth and throat. In fact, the Surgeon General's report urges that no level of alcohol consumption is completely risk-free when it comes to cancer. So, what does this mean for you? It's simple. Understanding the risks of alcohol and taking steps to evaluate your habits is the first step toward better health. If you or someone you care about drinks regularly, it's time to think about the impact of that decision. When I come back, I'll talk about the practical steps you can take today to evaluate your drinking habits and more after this word from Dr. Brian Shepherd.
This is Dr. Brian Shepherd. Do you snore or have trouble sleeping? If so, you may have obstructive sleep apnea. If untreated, obstructive sleep apnea can lead to stroke, heart problems, high blood pressure, and diabetes. Shepherd Family Dentistry can arrange a home sleep study connected with a specialized MD for diagnosis and customize a discrete appliance to alleviate symptoms and provide restful sleep. We can bill medical insurance and Medicare. If you would like to learn more, call us at 726-3355 or visit us at shepherddentist.com. You can get a good night's sleep, and I would like to show you how.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
Hi, this is Reverend Dr. Lily Godso, pastoral psychotherapist, and today we are discussing the recent U.S. Surgeon General advisory outlining the direct link between alcohol consumption and increased cancer risk. We want to start by evaluating our drinking habits. Take a close look at your alcohol consumption. Are you drinking more than you intended? The Centers for Disease Control defines heavy drinking as more than 8 drinks a week for women and 15 drinks a week for men. Are you exceeding that? This is a good time to be honest with yourself. You'll also want to consider your family's health history. Some people may have a higher genetic risk of developing certain cancers. It's important to know your family health history and talk with your doctor about how alcohol could interact with those factors. And if you're concerned or need support, talking to a healthcare provider is a good next step. They can help you assess your alcohol use, identify any signs of risk, and guide you through safe ways to reduce consumption. But let's be clear, you're not alone. Whether you're thinking about cutting back, quitting, or just want to know more, there are resources out there to support you. The National Cancer Institute has tools to help you assess your risk, and local health agencies such as the San Mateo County Health Department offer counseling and support for those looking to make a change. Remember, your health is a journey, and taking small steps today can lead to a healthier tomorrow. If you're worried about alcohol's impact on your health or the risk of cancer, you don't have to face it alone. Taking the first step by reaching out to your healthcare provider or visiting online resources. Take the first step by reaching out to your healthcare provider or visiting online resources. You are your best advocate, and together we can make choices that support a longer, healthier life. For additional information or support, please feel free to reach out to me at 415-225-0973 or visit my website, lilygodso.com. That's L-I-L-Y, Lily, Godso, G-O-D-S-O-E.com. And let's start a conversation today to help you take the next step toward understanding and action. Your health matters. Don't wait. Start the conversation today. Until next time, this has been Reverend Dr. Lily Godso with Keeping Pace with Your Health.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM. All the girls
Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family.
Listener-supported community radio for the Coastside is KHMB, and welcome to Coastside Carousel, the show that's by and for local artists along the Coastside. I'm Mike Dale. Support for Carousel comes from Cameron's Pub and Restaurant, the only true British pub on the coast, and voted one of the top 8 pubs in all of California. This week, Coastside Carousel gives you aloha spirit in the form of a one-man band from Honolulu. His name is Tavana, and you can see him at Old Princeton Landing on Friday, February 14th. Yes, that's Valentine's Day. Check OPL's website for ticket information. Tavana is an amazing musician. He uses his feet to accompany himself on guitar, banjo, lap steel, or ukulele while singing island-style rock and blues. His 2017 album, Aloha Spirit, was nominated for a Nā Hoko Hano Hano Award for Best Contemporary Album of the Year. He's been the supporting act for Alabama Shakes, Eddie Vedder of Pearl Jam fame, and fellow Hawaii artist John Cruz, who I featured on Carousel last year. Without further ado, here's Tavana and the title track from his excellent album in 2017, Aloha Spirit, on KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
Aloha Spirit is something I'm believing. Aloha Spirit, more than just a feeling. Aloha Spirit, doing everything around you. Aloha Spirit, when you're lost, it'll find you. It's like giving you all, even though you're with someone. Oh, yeah. Sitting down with your friend who's having a hard time. Aloha is the way.
When she feet soaking wet and a freight train running through the middle of my head. And you cool my desire.
Radio for the Coast Side is KHMB, and this is Coast Side Carousel. I'm Mike Dale, brought to us each week by Cameron's Pub and Restaurant, the only true British pub on the coast. This week we celebrate the music of Tavana, a Honolulu artist who will be at OPL on Valentine's Day. Go to OPLHMB.com for ticket information. There was the Bruce Springsteen song, I'm on Fire, with a swampy bayou feel and a little lap steel guitar to go with it. I love that version. Remember that Tavana is playing all these instruments himself. He's a one-man band, which you will see at OPL. Here's another track from 2017. This one is called Island Days. It's Coastside Carousel on KHMB.
Daughters, I can't get enough of these island days. Take me back to Honolulu, man. The surf is high and I do. I sing songs all night long, living these island days. Oh, they told me not to fall in love, but I just couldn't help myself. No, no, no. Oh, yeah. Miss my flight again, sleeping in with my new friend. Oh, man, yeah. Island days, clear blue water, then mountain ranges, dancing daughters. I can't get enough of these island days. So long since I've been home, think I lost my job, my apartment's gone. That's alright, doing fine, living these island days. Oh, yeah, they told me not to fall in love, but just couldn't help myself. No, 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 yeah. Oh, miss my flight again, we're sleeping with my new bed. For these island days, beautiful Hawaii, yeah. Sunshine on my
100.9 FM and AM 1710 is community radio for the Coastside, and this is Coastside Carousel, brought to us each week by Cameron's Pub and Restaurant, the only true British pub on the coast. This week we're celebrating the music of Tavana, a Honolulu artist who will be at OPL on Valentine's Day. Go to their website, oplhmb.com, for ticket information. One more song for you from Tavana on Carousel. Here's Up to the Judge on KHMB. In the crossfire, out on the run, outlaws running from the barrel of a gun. Truth be told, doesn't matter if I'm dead or alive, it's up to the judge to decide. Lord have mercy with the master plan, pick it up on a wicked stand. Bad luck's been buzzing around, was lost but now I found. That's Up to the Judge on KHMB's Coastside Carousel, brought to us each week by Cameron's Pub and Restaurant, the only true British pub on the coast. Delicious food, too. I'm Mike Dale, and there's Tavana with Up to the Judge. And he's at OPL on Valentine's night. Grab your tickets at OPLHMB.com. And that'll do it for this edition of Coastside Carousel. Remember always to support our local musicians and the national bands who come to our vibrant venues along the coastside. Until next time, be well.
On the carousel. On the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. Around 1790, the infamous Thomas Paine wrote his Age of Reason, attacking religion and Christianity. Interestingly, one of the strongest defenders against Paine's attack was Benjamin Franklin. In fact, he stiffly rebuked Paine and told him, "He that spits in the wind spits in his own face." Do you imagine any good would be done by this attack against religion? Think how great a portion of mankind consists of youth who have need of the motives of religion to restrain them from vice, to support their virtue. I would advise you not to attempt unchaining the tiger, but to burn this piece before it is seen by any other person. If men are so wicked with religion, what would they be if without it? Benjamin Franklin believed that the practice of religion was one of the greatest assets of American society.
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.